Blog Talk Radio.
Back to the Jiggy Jaguar Show on the network.
Welcome back to the big broadcast. It is a fabulous, fabulous Monday. We've got Victoria Bowman with us today. She's going to be joining us here in a few moments. If you want to get a hold of us over there on Twitter, you can do so at J-I-G-G-Y, J-E-G-U-A-R. She's got a great book out. It's called You Gotta Have Guts, The Natural Way to Enhance GI Health. Gastrointestinal Health. MyRealHealth.com. Just an amazing, amazing holistic practitioner for over 30 years. Her book title, as we mentioned, she's come to this work because of her own health difficulties. We're going to ask her to chronicle that before getting into other stuff. And Victoria, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Now, let's talk about this. How did you, tell us about some of your health difficulties.
Well, growing up, I had a lot of allergies, airborne allergies, rashes, itching, just all sorts of symptoms. And my parents were good parents. They took me to the doctor, and they did all those horrible tests. I had the little bear claw across my back to check for grasses and molds and other things. And it was a nightmare. They gave me the allergy shots that made me sick. They gave me pills to stop the reactions from the shots. My grades dropped. I finally said, I give it all up. And I decided to just live with that, which is a sad thing. The alternative, I'm the kind of person that I guess I prove the side effects of a lot of medication. I have sensitivity. And so it was a challenge. But that began my path in looking for natural things. And I looked into taking bee pollen, and it did me some good. And then I began learning about other natural things. I cleaned up my diet. I got rid of things that caused me to have reactions. And I love the way the universe supports our intention. If we hold to a specific goal long enough, I believe we're shown the way, and I got into doing massage therapy and then some cleansing therapies, colon hydrotherapy. I became licensed. I started doing more of these modalities, fasting and cleansing, and I got healthier and healthier and healthier. And then I extended my studies and became a homeopath and studied at the British Institute of Homeopathy. I also got a degree in homeopathy and natural medicine. And each one of those steps allowed me to increase my vitality. You know, if I'm going to live to 95, how well do I want to feel? And those were the questions that I asked myself. And I say that because my mom's going to be 94 in just a couple of weeks. So I have longevity. But do I want to have vitality, or do I want to have morbidity, you know, the crippling stuff? And I don't want that. And so this kept propelling me forward, and what I've been able to do is carry this knowledge into my practice so that when a person comes to me, whether or not they mimic the challenges I have had, many of the basic foundational things that one needs to do is across the board. We each need to do these things, and then we need to individualize it so the person gets, you get, the direction that's just right for you.
Victoria Bowman with us today here on the broadcast, Coast to Coast and Border to Border. She has a fantastic book. Tell us about the writing process for this great book.
I have been privileged to publish a number of articles in a holistic medical journal called Explore for the Professional. And so I had a lot of these articles behind me, and a physician came to me that had contracted Clostridium difficile. We just call it C. diff, and maybe we'll talk about it in a little bit. And he had been struggling with this for 5 years, which is it's a horrible thing to deal with. And he had heard about me and Standard Medicine, which he was a radiologist, had not been able to help him. So he came to me, and in the course of less than a month, we had it completely resolved. Well, a couple of years later, he was having some heart difficulties, and they ran the tests, and he needed to have a triple bypass. I would have suggested chelation, but I understand he felt that this was the direction he needed to go, and since then he has changed some nutritional things and done chelation, so he's in very vital health. But as he's lying in the hospital bed after this procedure, his best friend, C. diff, showed back up, and it presents itself with abdominal cramping and pain and sometimes explosive diarrhea. I mean, not the kind of things you want to have when you've had surgery. And he's lying there, and all he can think of is, I got to get to Victoria. And, of course, there's nothing we could do until about 4 to 6 weeks later. However, we treated him, and we got it completely under control, essentially. It was gone. And we sat down one day, and he looked at me, and he said, you've got to write your book. And he introduced me to a couple of publishers, some editors, some individuals that could help me along that path. And I took the information I had previously written about and started compiling it. And so it took 30 years, but then 10 months to actually get it born, so to speak.
We've got Victoria Bowman with us today here on the program. She joins us coast to coast and border to border talking about this incredible, incredible book. And the book is You Gotta Have Guts, Natural Way to Enhance GI Health. And the website, myrealhealth.com. And the most prominent feature of her work regards digestive health and how it affects so much of our lives. She's been able to help many people with other ailments just by focusing on their diet, digestive systems, and cleansing their bodies. Tell us a little bit about some of that.
Well, what we know is that when a little baby's born, factors that will influence what their GI tract is like. And why am I so focused on this? 70% of our immune system is in our intestine. And so if we don't start out life with supporting our intestines, then we're going to be challenged for the rest of our life. So when a baby is born, whether it's a vaginal birth or a cesarean birth, or whether the mother breastfeeds or formula feeds, and whether it's in the hospital or at home, or if it has to stay in the hospital in ICU, every person, every situation that baby is in is going to influence the environment of its intestine. And so that those factors, it takes 2 years to develop what we call the milieu or the environment of the intestinal tract, and our body will always want to go back to that. So the important thing is that if we can establish a healthy environment at birth, we're going to have a healthier person. However, you know, we can't go back and redo that. If it's done, it's done. The work that I have pioneered since 1991 is with the introduction of probiotics as a little suppository, and in so doing, we can change that environment and bring back a higher degree of health. It helps to reduce allergies. It supports the body's ability to fight infection. The good news about probiotics is that it works on our central nervous system, through immune modulation. So again, it helps the immune system. It also stops toxic reabsorption. It reduces inflammation, and it's extremely safe. So these are things that we can do for ourselves or with the help of a health practitioner to actually boost our own immune system. So while I focus on that, and it's probably 60 or 70% of my work, I do other things because it isn't the only thing that we should do. So my focus in my practice is helping you manage or reduce or eliminate pain.
Victoria Bowman joins us today. We're going to take a quick time out here. And when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more with Victoria. So stay tuned here on the Idea Radio program. We're back here in a few moments.
Business on 100% hands-off autopilot for only $9? That's right. For a one-time payment of only $9, you can get paid up to $600,000. Thousands of Americans have joined, and they are making tens of thousands and even hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they all started with just $9. Absolutely no experience is necessary. You are paid immediately and instantly. Join thousands of others and make up to $600,000. Sign up right now at www.goo.gl/S as in Sam, W, capital F as in Fred, 1AQ. Again, that's www.goo.gl/S as in Sam, W, capital F as in Fred, 1AQ. Are you out of work? Are you looking to make a lot of money on the Internet from the comfort of your home? I have consistently made over $30,000 every month for the past 8 years. It's fun, it's easy, and beginners are desperately needed right now. Sign up today at www.goo.gl/W-N0xU9, and potentially make over $30,000 a month, just like I did. Again, the website address is www.goo.gl/W-N0xU9.
I'm always looking for great new talk shows to listen to, and I found one. It's called The Mallard Report. From the far beyond to the close to home, you'll hear it all discussed on The Mallard Report with your host, Jim Mallard. The Mallard Report is a paranormal talk show which explores the backstory, the hidden story, and the things other hosts are afraid to discuss. From the secrets of the paranormal to Paula Deen to the government spying on us all, no topic is too taboo for Jim to ignore. The Mallard Report airs live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen to The Mallard Report by going to italkparanormal.com. That's the letter I, italkparanormal.com. When you visit italkparanormal.com, you can listen to The Mallard Report 24/7. italkparanormal.com. italkparanormal.com for The Mallard Report.
Attention, everyone. Is your computer getting slow? Are errors popping up all over the screen? You need QuickSpeed PC. Get your free scan today at quickspeedpc.com and speed your computer up like new. That's quickspeedpc.com for your free scan today. Go to quickspeedpc.com today. quickspeedpc.com.
Somewhere over the rainbow lies a pot of gold that's sure to make your next fundraising event a huge success. Rainbow Dust, the innovative and exciting project that is a must-have for any fundraiser, is the hottest interactive candy product on the market today. Visit www.myrainbowdust.com to see how Rainbow Dust can add magic to your next function. Find out why kids will be standing in line for their turn at making their own delicious Rainbow Dust candy creation. Use the promo code RADIO2 to receive free ground shipping. MyRainbowDust.com. Let the magic begin.
Talk with Jiggy right now at 1-866-763-1242 and email Jiggy Jaguar at JiggyJaguar.com.
Welcome back to the program, Coast to Coast and Border to Border. We've got Victoria Bowman with us today. She joins us live. She has a fantastic website, myrealhealth.com. She's got a great book, You Gotta Have Guts, The Natural Way to Enhance GI Health. She's with us today talking about this fantastic read. Let's talk in this segment about many case studies of your work in the digestive field. First of all, there is one major, in fact, a healthcare scandal of major proportions at this second segment. The CDIFF hospitals spreading the C. diff infection. Tell us about this, Victoria.
Well, thank you so much. You know, the difficulty is that 160 years ago, doctors figured out that washing their hands would stop the contamination from one patient to another. And the major cause of women dying, you know, a couple hundred years ago was childbirth. And it was because they would be going from a patient that was septic, and without washing their hands, they would deliver a baby and take care of the afterbirth. And, of course, the mother's very susceptible because of that process, and she would then become septic and die. So we learned that washing our hands with soap and water made a big difference. Well, C. diff is a digestive infection, and it is actually, it comes through feces, animal feces, human feces. And so what happens is in the hospitals, while they look clean, if you actually took swabs and put them in petri dishes and let them, you know, sit around and get warm and moist and grow, you would see that infective agent is everywhere. Mayo's looked at this, and what they decided to do was they took a Clorox-type wipe, and they wiped everything down. And they had a 79% decrease in C. diff. They wiped the bed rails, the walls, the handles, and rigorous cleaning with bleach or another effective germ killer is a must. So I share with my friends and patients that if you're going to go visit someone in the hospital, don't take flowers. Take some kind of Clorox wipe to help keep it clean. So what happens is that this infective agent is found on the food trays, on call buttons, on the telephones, the wheelchairs, even the uniforms. And when it gets, you know, anyone in the hospital is potentially weakened or they wouldn't be there. And so it then gets into their system, and it's a GI tract problem, and it causes diarrhea, abdominal, and occasionally death. So a patient that stays in a hospital for 5 days, there's a 50% chance that they're going to contact this. So for me, it's disturbing because it is preventable in most cases. And it's preventable by cleaning. We simply need to go back to that we learned a couple of hundred years ago, and that's to properly wash our hands and clean those surfaces that we need to. Now, it's interesting because we were talking a little earlier about the milieu of the intestinal tract, and I think kids should play in the dirt, because that process of, you know, making mud pies and splashing through puddles gives us a little bit of an introduction over a period of time to help build the immune system. But when we're weakened, we need to protect ourselves by seeing that we don't have any kind of exposure to things that could cause us a problem.
It's Victoria Bowman. She joins us today here on the IDEA radio program here on AMFM247.com. And let's talk about acidity, toxins, and diet contributing to disease. Tell me about this.
Okay. Well, our world has become more toxic because of the Industrial Revolution. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a thing. However, our bodies shouldn't become acidic, because that lends itself to a more chance of disease. In other words, arthritis is an acidic condition. So different things present themselves different ways. And using our diet, and, you know, most people just grab something and go, and I believe that each person needs to look at what they're eating. We wouldn't put the wrong fuel in our car, and we certainly would put oil where it belongs and antifreeze and water where it belongs. So we need to use the right things to take care of our car. And I like that analogy, because if we treated our cars the way we treated our bodies, most of us would walk, and that actually might be good for us. So we need to look at the foods that we're eating and see that we have a balance that promotes a more alkaline body. Now, different parts of, we're not just alkaline. Our blood is alkaline. Now, 7 is neutral, and below 7 is acidic, and from 7 to 14 is alkaline. So our blood is about 7.35, and it needs to stay there. We will do anything we can to keep that in that range, because otherwise we die. So what do? We buffer it with calcium that we've stolen from our bones and our teeth. So again, women that are aging need to be more concerned with that, because they're going to have bone loss after menopause. And so they need to look at a much more alkaline diet to be sure that they don't do that. Another thing is that the more processed our food is, the less nutritional value that it has that's natural. We can always add stuff to it, but I believe that we each need to have food that is in its natural state, because that's the way nature intended. And the plants actually take the minerals out of the soil because of the microorganisms that are in the soil, take it up into their leaves and into their fruit or into their vegetable, whatever it is, and it makes those minerals organic. So not organic like is it organic food, but organic like inorganic chemistry. So it is then readily available for our body. So we're actually feeding ourselves with vitamins and minerals that we can use to fuel ourselves like a race car instead of like a clunker that's just barely making it down the road.
Victoria Bowman joins us today here on the program, Coast to Coast. Boulder to Boulder. She joins us on AMFM247.com. She also is going to be joining us today on our regular radio program as well. Now, there's some other good ones here. Immune system of one's intestines. Explain that to me.
Okay. Well, the immune system, our skin is part of our immune system. It is the largest organ. We don't think of our skin as an organ, but it is. It's the largest organ of our immune system, but somewhere between 40 and 80%, so I say 70%, of our immune system is in our intestine. And I would love to tell a story about a gentleman that I worked on many years ago. His name's Ted. And Ted came to me in 1994, and he was 59 years old. Well, he had taken some antibiotics, and they had turned his guts inside out, and they were raw. And he felt like his bottom was on fire. But there was no real internal problem. Everything was external and itching. He broke out in this rash around his belly button, and it spread. And by the time I saw him, it was all over his body, including, can you imagine, pimples on the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet? I mean, he was miserable. And sent him to me. And so I did some cleansing with colon hydrotherapy, and then I did what I call reflorestation, and that's putting that probiotic suppository back in the gut through the rectum. And we did that for 5 weeks. And during that time, it got better. The rash got less. He actually began sleeping. I mean, he's like, my gosh, I slept last night, and the itching subsided. And the pustules, which were oozing, started going away. And by the end of 5 treatments, he was clear. So I didn't know exactly how often to suggest that he come back to see me, but I said, well, first of all, if something pops out, come back. If not, let me see you in maybe a year, because I know it takes 2 years to develop that milieu in the large intestine. So let's come back halfway so we don't let it get too bad if, in fact, something's going wrong. Well, I didn't hear from him, and 5 years later, his lovely wife, Joanne, called and said, "Do you remember Ted?" And I go, yeah. And she says, "Well, can he come back?" And of course he could. Well, the rash was starting to come back again around his belly button. So I treated him again. And at that time, he said, "Well, I wasn't really completely honest with you when I first saw you." And I go, "Well, you know, I've kind of talked to people about your case because it's such a good one. So tell me what you weren't honest about." And he said, "Well, it's not that I lied to you. It's just I didn't tell you everything." And he had actually been at a leading diagnostic hospital, and he had seen a dermatologist and an internist. And what they had said is, "We really don't know what to do, so you should just go home and wait until it gets bad enough, and we'll put you on the liver transplant list." Now, that's pretty serious to me. And we're 5 years out, and he's doing fairly well. So I worked on him again, and off he went, and I said, "Well, let me see you in a year." And 5 years later, Joanne called again, and now he's coming back to see me once a year. So we are 20 years out from that initial diagnosis, and he and his wife are tootling around. They've got a motor home. They're enjoying traveling, and he hasn't had to have a liver transplant because we know that the skin and the intestine are connected. So when there is some kind of eruption, some kind of acne or rash or whatever, then the guts are sick. And if we correct the guts two ways, I call it trickle-down toxic. If you're putting in your mouth things that are going to cause a problem, it's going to go all the way through and it's going to irritate you. It's either going to be an allergy or an intolerance or a toxin. So we have to be careful about what we put in our mouth for nutrition, but then at the same time we need to be sure that our compost pit, that's our large intestine, is in good order so that it can actually carry off those toxins and support the body, because that's part of the immune system.
Victoria, I hate to cut you off, but we've got to go. I want to mention the book and the website one more time. MyRealHealth.com is the website. You got to have guts, a natural way to enhance GI health, available on Amazon. Thanks for being with us today, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so very much.
Definitely. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.